get creative. Yeah, this, I think we started, I just hit record, and let's be honest. What was the line? What's the problem with this show?
It's 1 hour too long.
And it was an hour too late.
And an hour too late. An hour too long and an hour too late.
I know. Under normal circumstances, WWE, we could have, enjoyed recording our podcast and still got to bed by midnight with our wives on Valentine's Day. Instead,
here we are.
We didn't even get like a romantic angle on this show.
No. No, we didn't, Brad. But yeah.
So the name of this episode is it Cock Blocks and Sadness?
No. We'll get to the name of the episode because we get this episode title very late in the episode.
Very late in the episode. Well, you know what, Greg? I think we should start this as we always do. Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for the Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and Ryan Shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Gosh, do I need a blessing, Greg?
I think we all do tonight.
So I didn't do my customary Friday night nap. My wife wanted to watch. We started watching. I'll have to look it up on my. We're on the Netflix, and I'm pretty sure that everybody else has already seen this show. I like pointed this out 3 weeks ago.
Okay, what show is it? Let's see. Maybe I have not seen it.
It is American Primeval.
No, I have not seen it.
Very good. It's a Western. But the biggest problem with the show, it's very violent. And the biggest problem with the show was that everybody else saw this.
Is it an hour too long and it's an hour too late or?
No. It's a reason. No, the only thing Netflix does that's an hour too long or hour too late is the fact that Cobra Kai came out in three batches for this final season rather than,
dropping it all at once. Yeah.
And then the only other, it's like, I know you're not a comic book guy, but they have the new Spider-Man animated series on Disney Plus, and they're dropping those in batches of three, which is perfect because a cartoon is about 20 minutes.
So, all right, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Why is it okay to drop them in batches of three, but not? But dropping three sets for Cobra Kai is not good.
Because Cobra Kai's three sets is 3 months in between. Disney Plus is dropping an hour worth of content once a week, like over and over and over again.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
It's probably, I think the whole show is probably going to be done by the end of March, worst case.
Fair enough.
Where, like, I don't know. And then the other thing is dropping three episodes at once. And then then they stretch out the rest of the season.
Yeah. It's bothering you just a little bit.
It's almost bothering me as much as this episode of SmackDown.
All right. Well, that's fair. Brad, I sent you a little homework earlier today. Do you want to cover that off the top or do you want to talk something else? I don't even know where to start tonight.
I'll tell you what, let's cover this off the top. Okay. And you're going to have to listen back because I got creative today and we actually have a theme song for this segment.
Okay. Well, Brad, why don't you hit that music then?
I have to edit this in post because I didn't actually have it open. Greg, no. I was like,
oh, like, I thought you were throwing to me to get the music. Guess what? This is not getting edited in post. This is all staying in.
I'll probably forget. Like, let's be honest about this. Let's see if you can hear this.
Edge and Lita's fiery fling. Matt's heartbreak in the ring. Santino's charm, Beth's power. Odd couple of the hour. Entwined, emotions fused.
Worth every minute of anticipation there. At first, when the music started to hit, I thought we were getting Dude Love's theme song there.
No, it was, well, I thought about using it. One, I was like, damn it, I'll get flagged by the YouTube police. So yeah, that was that had a little bit of fun with going through some of the wrestling romances, plopping them into a little bit of a song generator, and boy oh boy, that was fun. So you gave, what was our homework today, Greg?
So the homework I gave you, Brad, is, you know, it was Valentine's Day when this episode started. It is still Valentine's Day in other places, just not here anymore. So I sent a note to Brad and said, we should talk, maybe put together a top five list of our favorite wrestling love connections, love stories, love, you know, power couples, whatever you think. When you think love and wrestling, maybe you can put something together here and come up with something. So I left it quite open and bold, and I'm going to let you kind of start, maybe. And maybe we do one-on-one. So maybe,
well, why don't we go back? Why don't we go back and forth in case we have to fill gaps? Because if we're going to try and get to 10, yeah, we might have to be stealing from each other's lists a little bit. But all I'm right. Sure we can get at least 10. Because I'm going to start from the first one I can remember, which was Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth. You know, I always go back to that SummerSlam, what was the match made in heaven and the match made in hell.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That certainly made my list as well. Macho and Miss Elizabeth was 100% there. So it's really funny because as I look at my list for today, I had three different couples, and one person from each couple showed up on SmackDown tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let me give you one of mine.
Okay.
And you would have seen him about partway through the show. Mike the Miz and Maurice.
Oh, that's a happy one.
Yeah, that's a happy one. But the Miz and Maurice, I put on my list of wrestling love stories.
So I'm going to also steal from the Total Divas era and go okay. with Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, however you prefer, and Brie Bella.
Oh, great one. I never even had that one on my list. That's a perfect one. Okay. Here's one that you saw also on the show tonight, and you saw him and at, you know, very early in the show, but you saw The Undertaker and Michelle McCool, who is our new Hall of Fame inductee.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm sure you're going to do the one that was in my head, but so I'm going to skip it for now and I'll hold Excellent. It to the end. But I am going to go back to one that is not a real life couple, but an on-screen couple. And okay. It's from our song, and I didn't even remember it until I just came up in the auto generator.
Okay.
Beth Phoenix and Santino Marella.
Excellent. I saw that one when I was doing my own research. That one came up on mine as well. And I was like, oh, I'd forgotten about that one, but you're right. Here's one that I think that you've forgotten about as well.
Okay.
All right. And at first I was like, which way do I want to play this? But I'm just going to go straight out on it. Vicky Guerrero. And you're like, okay, where's this going? And Edge.
Yeah, that definitely should be on the list.
Vicky and Edge.
It seemed like it should not work on every level, but it does.
Excuse me, it does.
Oh. Okay, so I am going to go with another member of the TLC group.
Okay.
And it could... Edge sort of fits in here, but I much prefer Before Things Made a Turn, and I remember Matt and Lita and their love story.
Excellent.
Which turned sour and involved Edge.
Yeah, all right, fair. Okay, this one I saw on a list and I'm like, all right, maybe I'll bring this up. But digging into Japan, how about the Golden Lovers?
Oh, yes. I saw that one as well, just doing some research. So, yeah, that's an interesting one because they never explicitly said they were a couple, but they're called the Golden Lovers. They played with expectations. I really enjoyed that one. Okay, I've given you plenty of time to save it.
I was going to say, don't know to save me my last one. Don't you dare steal it. You get something else.
Okay, fine. I will go back and so in between Liz and Liz with Macho Man, he had another lady on his arm. And I'm going to go with, she's been paired with Shawn Michaels, but I loved Macho King and Sensational Queen Sherry.
Scary Sherry.
Scary Sherry era was amazing.
All right. Well, then I will not drag this out anymore with my final one. And of course, we have to think about the drive-through wedding chapel. We have to think of a drugged out Stephanie McMahon and Triple H, the power couple, as we saw Triple H on TV today announcing Michelle McCool. And of course, we saw Triple H and Stephanie this week if you watch C-SPAN or CNN and anything else. And what's really funny is my brother sent me a clip of Triple H drinking water at the hearing with his water bottle. He's like, he's fighting every urge to not do the spit.
And well, the music didn't play. So that was probably if the music started playing, all bets are off.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he would have drenched that confirmation hearing.
So you're going to talk about she'll not be named in Linda. Is that your power couple?
No.
Who's Triple H and Steph? I wanted you to just to look
at your God. Face. No, we're not going to talk about that.
No genetic jackhammers on this list. Although, if we wanted to do another list, it's like...
No, we're not getting into the NDA list.
Okay, play. Who's got an NDA against he who should not be named?
All right.
That could be its own top 10.
All right. Before we get our asses sued...
We should probably talk about what we actually are supposed to talk about. So just talking about how love. So it go through. There's lots of articles that came out today. We had lots of fun. Thanks to Fightful and a few other places. The Fightful one's where I got most of my stuff from.
Yeah, Fightful was our inspiration today with their post about this. So yes, thank you to our friends at Fightful.
So go over and check out some of the fun wrestling lists. I know that there's some on YouTube. I'm like trying to remember the there's
all the, all your sources of information for the day.
Cultaholic has had a really good one. I really appreciated their video list. That was enjoyable.
Yeah. All right.
But instead, we're going to talk about SmackDown with no love theme stuff on this. I really was expecting something.
The closest thing we had to love theme on this is Naomi's gear and Tiffany Stratton's gear.
Yeah, both those had the love themes in it. And Naomi was wearing matching gear with her tag partner, not her husband.
Yeah, well. though we did get that name checked on the show tonight, too.
Yes, we did get the name check. We also got Wade Barrett doing the introductions because Vic Joseph is here for Joe Tess's must be off for football.
No, there's no football. That's all over now.
Well, then what is he doing?
God knows. Hopefully filming another season of Holy Moly, but.
Well, it doesn't matter. What we're actually getting is recap one. Cody and Jay facing off against Jacob and Tama Tonga when Solo attacks.
Yeah.
This is not turning out the way I expected, and I'm actually kind of down for it.
Sure. I have my own thoughts. We'll get to that later.
Ooh. Cody comes out. He's going to cut a promo. He congratulates Jay and wishes Jay well on his choosing Gunther. And now he's going to see who he might face. And he goes through, maybe it's Punk. Or maybe it's Logan Paul. Boo. Maybe it's Punk. Yay. Maybe it's Cena. Yay. And Drew McIntyre. And then Drew McIntyre comes out because he takes issue with this. He's mad because he didn't make a bigger deal out of him. Drew's won everything, including the Elimination Chamber twice, and he could do it again. Now, Drew said that he has something is left. He's ready there. He doesn't want him to forget about him. And then Jacob Fatu comes out, and he's going to earn his way into the chamber. Drew says, you haven't even qualified. Doesn't really matter. He's getting in his face a little bit. But he said, and it says, I'm sure the crowd wants to see a psycho fight a werewolf. Well, I got my spot. And he nopes out. Cody is ready to go face to face with Jacob.
That was so funny.
Oh, it was great. It was the new Drew McIntyre. And then,
yeah.
Even better than that, Greg, was what came next. Because Jacob, it looks like we're ready for a fight between the two of them. And then we see Solo arriving. And dude, he wants to have he wants to go after him. Cody does. And Jacob puts his hand in front of him and says, I gotta talk to him first. We got family business to discuss. I need the first word, Cody, without missing a beat. And I need the last one. Perfect. Oh, it was quite the scene. Greg, could we have gotten a better side check?
Yeah, sure. It was, I found that this first segment went a little too long for me, quite frankly.
Greg, it's a 3-hour show.
I know.
We're no longer getting things snappy. We just gotta roll with it. So Naomi's gonna qualify. She's gonna fight Chelsea Green. But before that, there's a PA in the back, and Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga need directions. PA points in the right direction, and Fatu says, screw you, and flattens him.
Sure.
Hey, do you know Trish Stratus has been wrestling for 25 years?
I think I heard that.
And she gets interviewed, and is she going to be at Elimination Chamber? Yes.
Yes.
Are they hiding her in a tag match? We'll find out later. Chelsea Green.
Spoilers, Brad. Spoilers.
Chelsea Green came out, and she's going to fight Naomi. You want to talk about Naomi's matching gear with Bianca Belair? What is Naomi's gear?
Not really.
It's love hearts. She's covered in love hearts.
Sure.
Do you want to talk about Chelsea Green's Wonder Woman gear?
I think that I am not equipped to comment on comic book characters, so I think I will defer that to you, my friend.
It was excellent Wonder Woman gear. And I love the Statue of Liberty kind of thing she's got going on. It's great.
So this begs a question, because I don't know if you remember last week, as we were on the show and as the show kind of went live, we found out that, there were some Matt. Challenges with the, how do we say that? People staying employed.
Yeah, there was a few more of those over the weekend too, including a member of Legado del Fantasma who just isn't going to appear ever again.
Just vanished. But apparently, so I don't know if you remember last week, Chelsea says something to her secret Hervis and says, you need to get more bodies. I need to have better protection. And she came out tonight with just Piper Niven.
Okay.
But apparently, Fightful has reported that Blair Davenport was supposed to be in that role to a point they actually had made Secret Hervis gear for her.
And she got released in between. Well, don't worry. The 2/3 of the Pure Fusion collection, they lost one of their members. They can just shift them over. Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
So Piper is there in her Secret Hervis gear. And at one point, Chelsea gets grabbed by Naomi in the corner and gets her face rubbed into Naomi's butt. I feel like this either could be our YouTube short or some sort of like Happy Valentine's Day joke is made right here. Nope. Okay. Naomi kicks her in the face at two. Rebound Bulldog. They had some chemistry. It was a few times where they like missed stuff. And I find that in a lot of Naomi matches, she tries really ambitious stuff. And sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't. There was a roll-up sequence. And at a certain point, Chelsea tries to go off the top ropes to hit her unpretty her. And Naomi saves Chelsea because Chelsea clearly slips. Naomi grabs her by the arms, picks her back up, hits her with the X Factor and the split-legged moonsault for the win. Greg, I have a question for you. So on Raw, the Raw Dogs covered our Raw qualifier. And... Right. The IC women's IC champ got eliminated. Yeah, tonight on SmackDown, the women's US champ got eliminated. What up with that?
So I think that we're just previewing now Jimmy and or Donnie's flop for next week's show.
Because both champions got beat.
That is correct, sir. Like if it was one of those things where like, didn't we already see this already? Oh yeah, we did on Monday.
Literally this exact same segment. And I get it. You want Naomi in the cage. She'll do something creative. But Chelsea Green in Canada in the Elimination Chamber?
Yeah.
Stupid. Okay, recap two. Sami Zayn got dropped on his head. And now Zayn is going to update us. He's hurt. He shouldn't be surprised that Kevin Owens betrayed him. But when they fight, and they will fight again, it's going to get violent.
Sure.
Sweet baby Jesus, if this gets violent, like their ladder wars as Generico and Steam were wild.
This is one of those ones where I'm just like, okay, sure. But we both know how this is going to end, right?
Yeah, it better end. Zayn's going to get his revenge. And it should lead to Zayn qualifying for a world title match at some point.
That's not how that's going to end, and you know it.
You think Owens wins this feud?
100%.
Wow.
I'm at this point in my life now where I don't have faith that Sami can win anything.
Greg has never recovered from Montreal, folks.
Nope. And never going to.
All right. Then we see Michelle McCool on ESPN up, and Triple H invades their feeds to say that Michelle McCool is the second person in the Hall of Fame. It's like, did he get to pick his whole class?
I don't know, but I'm like, does the Undertaker have to be around for every single time someone's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
He's just going to sneak. So he's got nothing else to do anymore. He used to wrestle. Greg, he's going to just pop. He's going to pop up like the Undertaker used to, like appear out of. It'll be like he'll throw smoke bombs in and surprise. And then it'll be really awkward when he goes to tell the people who are dead that they are going in there. he'll go in his Undertaker gear, show up at the graveyard and say, "Congratulations, you're going into the Hall of Fame. Rest in peace."
Basically, you've just given me that mental image of AJ Styles with the Undertaker behind him in that graveyard match.
And he's, this year he's going to induct, like, I'm trying to think of a dead wrestler. I need to re-list watch Dead Wrestler Beach. And think about who's not in the Hall of Fame. Okay, so Motor City Machine Guns versus Los Garza. So I'm going to put up front, this match was excellent. And it didn't matter.
No, it didn't.
I can hear Greg. Every time you like tap your desk to make a point, I can hear you. You're like, damn it. I hate the end of it.
This is one of those ones where I'm just like, I don't know. Like, both of these guys, like, you know, Los Garza isn't going to win this.
And if they did, it throws things off because they should have won this, because it should be building towards any of these teams can beat any of the other ones, and it should build to a blow off. But we're not getting a blow off.
That's not how this is going to work.
No, even when we get the Motor City Machine Gun Special, the Atomic Drop, stretching clutch, low drop kick. And the only cool thing was when the Garzas blocked the first dive to the outside and hit their own kind of kick combos. We get the drop kick flat ladder combo by the Machine Guns, and then the Garzas stack up. I love watching Angel like hold one tag partner, get ready to powerbomb the other one, and then have Birdo jump off the ropes and do a spinning kick and add to the combo.
I was gonna say, but Wade Barrett brought up a very valid point at this point. I don't know what the hell that the referee is, Daphne. I can't remember her last name right now.
Why is she not kicking people out of the ring?
Not that. It was the let me wait 3 seconds before I go over and count the pin.
Right. And then we get the big dive to the outside in the Skull and Bones. And when Angel tries to save Birdo, he's cut off. It's like, this is just it. And I feel bad for the Machine Guns because I feel like they've already been relegated to the gatekeepers.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seems to me like the tag team division has two tiers, and, you know, the Garza and Carrillo are definitely in the lower tier.
Yeah, and I hate like to say, hey, you guys should go back to NXT and win some titles. But at the very least, if they're in NXT, they could at least go for the TNA tag titles.
Fair.
Damian Priest promo, whatever. Jacob Fatu is in the back. He is upset with Solo. And Solo said, yeah, do you know what it feels like to let everybody down? I needed to go away because I wasn't myself and clear my head, but I'm back here to take care of business. And we start tonight by you qualifying for Elimination Chamber. Solo looks pissed. He goes to walk away. Jacob looks pissed. He goes to walk away, and Solo grabs him by the arm and says, Jacob, I love you.
Yeah, I love you, Jacob, in the same way as he would say, I love you, Solo.
I love you, Solo. Anyways, he's still mad, and Tama Tonga is just lurking in the background, kind of doing his thing. It's sure. I had to mute myself because we both are yawning.
Yes, because it's, you know, 12:30 in the morning and we're talking about a Shinsuke Nakamura promo
in Japanese.
Yeah.
And he had no challenges and he was waiting for somebody to step up and have courage. LA Knight saves us by coming out and saying, let's play two truths and a lie. That's what Shinsuke is doing. Have you been hiding? That's the truth. Have you been praying for a worthy contender? That's the truth. Have you been willing to defend your title? That's a lie. And before he can make a justifiable case that the last time they wrestled, LA Knight had him dead to rights. Miz comes out and Miz feels that he deserves something. And LA Knight cuts him up and says, let me cut your promo for you. You're a grandstand champion. You are former U.S. title. You beat John Cena at WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. You've been saying the same thing for 10 years back when you were relevant. And Miz has a comeback. It doesn't matter because he eviscerates him at the end, saying, "You keep talking about John Cena. How come? How about you do the same thing as John Cena and do a go away tour, except nobody will care," and makes fun of him for being a crybaby. It was just, it was a 10-8. This was a 10-8 promo.
Yeah, I would agree.
And it leads to the something worse, which is an LA Knight versus Miz match. I mean, there's lots of athleticism in this, but what's the problem with this match, Greg?
This did not need to be on TV.
And the ending was never in doubt.
Yeah, well.
Miz is not beating LA Knight. I mean, they do some really cool stuff. There is the, he counters the BFT with a couple of cool moves. LA Knight, the best part about this is Shinsuke tries to distract LA Knight, throws him into the steel, the short DDT. He tries for the skull crushing finale. There's a counter. When Miz gets picked up for a power slam and slides out, he slides right into the BFT. And for some reason, that's not the end, because LA Knight has to get his shit in. And that's right. Wade Barrett calls him on it. I love when Wade Barrett is like, "I'm calling you on this, dude. You just want to do that stupid elbow."
Yeah. Wade Barrett is on fire tonight.
Anyways, LA Knight versus Shinsuke at some point, right?
Sure.
This better not be the Mania program.
Yeah, I don't know what we're getting there.
I keep coming up with six-way matches because I have no idea how we're getting everybody onto this card. And I don't want to watch 2 4-hour WrestleManias.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I was going to say, plus we know
on SmackDown.
Undercard champions lose in matches to get them to WrestleMania, so, or get to Elimination Chamber. So, you know, you're good.
Shinsuke couldn't qualify, but Shinsuke hasn't lost his what qualifier did he get?
That's what I'm saying. If he had gotten one, he would have lost.
Speaking of losing, Candice LeRae's in the back. She lost her qualifier last week to Alexa Bliss as Candice is talking to Nia. And then we're reminded that Alexa Bliss and Nia were friends, and they had that horrible WrestleMania promo where it was all about the small person bullying the other person and fat shaming them.
Yeah, but do you know what the worst of this segment was?
They teased a rematch?
No, I will take the rematch.
The Wyatt Six glittery stuff?
Yes. Alexa, that means they're coming to SmackDown with Alexa.
Yeah, they're the other five members of the Wyatt Six are joining Alexa.
Like, I could get on board with us getting our truth, but the Wyatt Six stuff, Brad, WWE is really trying to get me to stop watching the show.
Well, Miz needs somebody to feud with. And he's the heel, remember? He's the heel running away from six guys.
Do you know that meme right now, and I can't remember which actor it is in it, and people are probably going to scream when I say it, but he's in the blue shirt outside holding a cigarette, like with his head dropped.
Yep.
That's how I feel right now.
Because we're going to get the Wyatt Six?
Because we're going to get the Wyatt Six, because, yeah, I'm not looking forward to a lot of the undercard stuff.
Greg, I got bad news for you. I got some bad news.
All right, Wade, what you got for me?
Whoever the Wyatts are going to feud with, half of the teams are going to get cut.
Do you mean from the Wyatt Six side or?
Well, no, from the other side, because The last time they were feuding with was AOP and Paul Ellering. They're all gone.
Yeah.
So let's see. Garza's? Avoid this feud. Street Profits, same for you.
That's very fair.
Motor City Machine Guns. Did you enjoy the indies? Because you're going back if you feud with the Wyatt Six.
Possibly. By the way, the answer, Ben Affleck.
Oh, it's Ben Affleck. It is Ben
I just
Affleck.
Couldn't remember.
Oh, boy. Speaking of R-Truth, why are we wasting R-Truth in a Carmelo Hayes match?
Yeah, like I was happy to find out that we're getting R-Truth. R-Truth is officially on SmackDown. But to get him to lose to Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, just I could feel like it was like somebody said, hey, Greg, not only are you not getting laid tonight, but I'm going to kick you in the nuts a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what Triple H did tonight. Thank you. Paul, appreciate it.
And then made sure that he stood over you and crotch chopped a few times. And you got the water spit at you. So we get the funny bit backstage where he kept saying, where Carmelo tries to keep trying to say he's him. That's and right. He keeps thinking he's referring to Tozawa, but that leads to a misunderstanding. And yes, Truth can hit a few of his favorite John Cena moves, but Hayes hits the first 48 and eventually his top rope leg drop. Hey, Hayes, you need a new finisher, brother, because talk to Hulk Hogan. Oh, wait, no, you're not allowed to talk to Hulk Hogan for unrelated reasons. But keep it. Don't stop hitting that leg drop. It's not good for you. Did you want to comment on any of that?
I want to, but it's very mean. So I will continue on and we can go to, hey, Kansas City lost.
Yeah, Kansas City lost. And oh, that's right. They give out titles. So I got to make I want to make a confession in a few seconds. Okay. It's funny because you heard you said, bless me, my son, because it's like, ugh. Okay, so Street Profits, there are more Street Profits promos. And I'm this
not looking forward to that again.
Pretty Deadly and DIY. They're talking about the misunderstanding, but Pretty Deadly is coming for those titles. I'm looking forward to.
Sure.
They were upset. DIY was upset. It's no longer a misunderstanding. This is happening. And Kevin Owens responds to Sammy's promo saying, you know what happens next? You're in for a world of pain. Sure.
Wearing the Bret Hart jacket too.
So Charlotte's going to watch this next match. First of all, it's Tiffy time. And the Tiffy Nia recap. Greg, this is where the confession comes in. The reason we were a few minutes late, I was late getting to the Zoom room.
What's that?
This match put me to sleep.
Did it really?
Yes.
You did miss a lot.
I went back and skimmed through this. So if I miss anything, I apologize. But Nia versus Tiffy, I literally wrote main event down, but this wasn't a main event. And thank God it wasn't.
Well, here's the thing. It would have been if this show was an hour shorter.
Well, yeah. So all this did was have Tiffy sell. Eventually she hits a beautiful swanton. She still sells, gets squashed with a top rope Samoan drop after she gets out of one. Then they go try to hit the annihilator. Tiffy rallies, tried to hit the annihilator again after hitting a headbutt. She dodges it. She hits a spine buster. She's getting ready for the prettiest moonsault ever. Candace attacks. There's a Smaz ending. Tiffy wins by DQ. Trish is ringside, we've established. So she comes in to try and save Tiffany Stratton. And there's a brawl. And while after the brawl's cleared, while Tiffy's down, Charlotte wants Tiffy at Mania.
Yeah, the queen chooses you is what she says. Yeah. The Smaz ending in a match. Huh. That sounds familiar. I don't know where I've heard that before. Oh, wait.
An hour ago?
Well, wait an hour and we'll see it again.
Yeah, I was like, didn't with the first match end with a Smaz ending? See, this is the problem.
I was going to say, as will the last match.
Anyways, none of this matters because all this was here for was the fact that Tiffany Stratton is in the back. Apparently, Trish approached her, says, I have beef with Nia and Candace now. Let's do a match at Elimination Chamber. So we're getting Trish Stratus and Tiffany Stratton versus Nia Jax and Candice LeRae at Elimination Chamber. And dear God, Nia is going to be in the ring with Trish Stratus. I know she's gotten better, but if she misses a punch or drops her the wrong way, like, Trish looks fabulous for her age, but the woman's still in her 50s.
Tiffy and Trishy time, buddy. That's what you're getting in Toronto in 2 weeks.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we'll be there. We'll be hanging around the whole weekend. We may not remember most of the weekend, but we'll be there.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. And then, Brad, I should have done the math here. But when did Jade Cargill go out of action? It's got to be what? Three months ago?
I know. When I saw this, this is what I woke up to. And I'm like, oh my God, Greg somewhere like losing his mind. Finally, Greg.
Finally, we get a TV that doesn't work when Nick Aldis pushes a button and then they wait for 15 seconds.
Because the cameras were start. Right. And then finally, we find out that it was Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez somewhere in the parking lot. And Naomi's like, I heard all the whispers. I told you it wasn't me.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They showed nothing. They showed two girls walking away from an ambulance. This is no smoking gun. This is no Zapruder film or anything like that, right? Like,
you know. This is not like the Kennedy assassination tapes being released.
Calm your tits down here, right? I know we've just talked about Tiffy here, but like, calm your tits here.
Dude, this is like the worst parts of the NXT parking lot storylines where it's like, who shot? Do you remember there was one where, like everybody, they thought it could be anybody who attacked. And the only witness was, oh, what's her name? The Irish lass. I can't remember her name. She's in the Wyatt Six too. That's the worst part.
Oh, oh my God.
Nikki. And Nikki was back when Nikki was crazy and couldn't talk. And that was the only witness. And it was just this. That made more sense. I'm sorry. I don't buy the WWE doesn't have 45 cameras.
Well, and that's the thing. Or that the building didn't have cameras. Like, wait, what? This makes no sense.
And with all the production crew they have, are you telling me that nobody can? Well, it turned out that that somebody tried to erase the cameras. So it's taken us 6 months, but we finally recovered the footage.
85 days. Well, 84 days to last night. It's 85 days since Jade Cargill was on SmackDown.
You know, Jade is showing up at Elimination Chamber. She's breaking into the chamber and she's attacking either Naomi or Bianca. Naomi. One of them is the guilty party. It's got to be Bianca or Naomi.
It's Naomi.
And Naomi's going heel.
Hopefully. But yeah, this drives me nuts. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, and then we get the Drew McIntyre picking on Jimmy Uso.
That's right. But at least he married up.
Yeah, your wife's the chamber, even if you're not. God damn.
Drew McIntyre. Oh, God.
And if you had won your match, maybe it could have been both brothers going for titles, but you're not. It's like turn the knife.
Yeah. Do you know what? This is Jimmy and Donnie were talking about this on the show on Wednesday. Like, as you listen to Drew McIntyre, as you listen to Kevin Owens, they're not wrong. What they're saying is all true, right? It's like, well, how can you be upset if they're supposed to be heels? But it's one of those things where, like, stop me when I'm telling the lie. And they're not.
Mick Foley logic.
Yeah.
Mick Foley used to say that the best heels are the ones where you can agree with them. Their logic is faulted. So that's it's flawed. Their logic is very flawed. You know, it wasn't flawed. And where we get the name of this episode, Damian Priest versus Braun Strowman versus Jacob Fatu in big man slap and meat match.
Yes, because Wade Barrett gave us the name of tonight's episode. Because Wade Barrett, hold on, I got to pull my notes here to see exactly what he said.
Well, this match, it was just a lot of big spots and big guys doing big things.
Yeah, Wade Barrett says, it's Valentine's Day and I'm hungry for love and meat.
And Greg texted me that line at about 10 to 12. And I said, dear God, save it for your wife.
You did, in fact, say that.
So they try. We start with a double team that takes Braun out. Damian Priest is attacking. I really enjoy the spot where Damian Priest is coming back in the ring. He's about to do the old school walk. He gets threatened with a choke slam. They take out Braun. But while he's still on top rope, Jacob Fatu pulls him into a Samoan drop. And then Jacob Fatu hits a Swanton. Oh, what?
Crazy.
When Jacob's about to superplex Damian Priest, Braun's back in for a power bomb, and we get the classic Tower of Doom spot. Amazing. And then we start getting the hip attacks by Jacob. Braun's in the corner. He goes to put a chair around his neck. Braun fights back. He's going to do something similar in the corner. That doesn't work out. The fight is on, and out from the back comes Solo Sikoa. He takes out Braun.
And yeah, when he's getting ready to do the hip attack on
Jacob with the chair around his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Cody comes down for the save. So Cody and Solo fight. And at one point, Cody gets attacked from behind. Tama Tonga's got is holding him. And when Solo goes for the Samoan spike. Go for it, Greg. No.
This is when Cody ducks out of the way and takes out Tonga.
And this just pisses Jacob off.
So at this point, I was in my head, I guess, that maybe I had predetermined or pre had heard. But like, I was like, OK, this match is over, you know, with all this interference. I've heard the bell and, you know, I've got nothing here. But I didn't.
Because it's a triple threat. So there's no triple threat.
Exactly. Right. But in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, this is, you know, this match has been thrown out 5 minutes ago.
So Cody hits the crossroads on the outside. Jacob is taken out. Everybody's taken out except for Damian Priest and Braun Strowman. And Damian Priest hits a South of Heaven on Braun Strowman in the ring for the win. Braun took another L. He's taken a lot of L's since he came to SmackDown. And Damian Priest is in the Elimination Chamber.
Well, he is, but I mean, he seemed to be hurting in the ribs in this one. So hopefully nothing broken or something there. I'm hoping it was good selling, but.
Well, yeah. And now Logan Paul, Damian Priest, and everybody else is in the ring. So we got Logan Paul, Damian Priest, John Cena, CM Punk, and Drew McIntyre is our 5 out of 6. And on Monday, the Raw Dogs will be covering that, and they'll be deciding whether we're getting Finn Balor. As I shake my head, no. Or Seth freaking Rollins. Greg nods his head. There's our guy.
Yep.
So, and then on the women's side, I don't know who the last qualifier is, and I don't care. Sorry. No. I know we should be more excited if we consider we're going to the show, but it's like, I think the winner's already in the match somewhere in the women's side.
Yeah. And maybe on the men's side, so.
Becky Lynch? Are we getting Becky Lynch? That might be the only one that's missing.
Maybe.
Boy, if Becky comes back, he gets a WrestleMania spot in the main event. Somebody should be sour.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, Greg.
Are we going to even do a synopsis today, or are we just going to call it a night here?
I don't know. I think we should probably do one. I can wait only because I think you're going to stab somebody with scissors like all we're right. In AEW.
Let's do this quick.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
Hey, Greg, rapid fire. Are you keeping the Cody promo?
Nope.
Are you keeping the Jacob Fatu attack in the back?
Nope.
Chelsea Green versus Naomi.
Sure.
Trish Stratus pops out of the crowd.
Yes.
Zayn's response.
Yes.
Michelle McCool getting into the Hall of Fame.
No.
Motor City versus Los Garza.
Nope.
Jacob Fatu and Solo heart to heart.
No.
Shinsuke Nakamura promo.
Yes, only because I like the LA Knight part.
LA Knight versus The Miz.
No.
Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss.
No.
I'm cutting Miz and Mello in the back. Mello versus Truth.
No, keep Miz and Mello in the back because that's the only thing that was funny. Cut the Mello and Truth.
Yeah.
Match.
And the Mello and the Truth. We can have the Truth and Mello in the back. That was great.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah. I meant the Mello and Truth in the back.
Miz and Mello in the back is also good too because Mello left them hanging. Street Profits, promo.
Nope.
Pretty Deadly and DIY.
Kevin Owens first, but yes.
And Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Charlotte. We'll leave that.
You're right. The Pretty Deadly was first. Yep, my bad.
That's okay. Tiffy and Charlotte.
Tiffy and Charlotte.
Sorry, Tiffy and Nia.
Oh, it's Tiffy and Nia, Superstar.
And Tiffy calling and Tiffy getting called out for WrestleMania by Charlotte.
Yes, in the aftermath with Trish and everything, that all has to stay.
Damian Priest, Braun Strowman, Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, but Superstar.
Okay, so basically we said you should watch the show the day after on 1.5 to 2 speed.
Yeah, 100%.
So we're the idiots who stayed up and watched it live.
Yes, we are.
So if for sometime in the next few months you start getting a Saturday afternoon SmackDown review,
you're going to know why.
You already have the answer. So friends, check out the other stuff here on the Hub. Storytime with Jimmy will be next in sequence. Then the Raw Dogs are back on Monday as they are on the road to Elimination Chamber and our road to Toronto. And of course, the main show. Greg, I hear we have a big interview for this week.
Yes, we will feel the glow is what I'm hearing.
Ooh, that's a good tease. So is a WWE superstar shows up on our main show on TSN. Also here on the Hub, where you can hear it on the TSN 1060 in Montreal.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. We'll just leave it at that. If you don't know what, if you know, you know. And if you don't know, well, even if you do know, you definitely want to know and be in the glow.
Well, I mean, if you don't, maybe you didn't marry up.
Of course. All right. With that, happy Valentine's Day. Feel the love. Feel the glow. And now you know. Be the ones. The revolutionary podcast in sports.